Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is an injury show. We try to teach you and educate you about injury subjects so that you can have the information to fight. The insurance company is going to try to beat you, defeat you, and beat your claim, beat your injury claim. What do you need to know? We've been doing this for years. We never run out of subjects to talk about, I can tell you that. These injury subjects are very important, very critical. If you've been injured, you know how these injuries affect you. You know how they can affect your job, your life, your quality of life. You know that. You also need to know the insurance company has a legal game plan and strategy to beat you. If you look at any of our books, we have in there myths in the insurance industry, myths about injury claims. You know, some of the myths are, well, I've been injured and certainly and surely an insurance company is going to pay me. Wrong. I've been injured and surely the insurance company is going to be fair to me. Wrong. They're not on your side. The person who hit you, who injured you, and we usually use as a typical example an automobile crash, a truck crash, but some vehicle of some kind can even hit you as a pedestrian or on your bicycle or in another car or in your truck or on a motorcycle. The bottom line is they try to beat your claim. This is a war. You need to understand this is war. That's not an over-exaggeration. This is what it is. You're at battle, and you got to fight, and you got to know how to fight to win. And that's what we try to teach you, and that's why we do these shows. We try to give you the injury information you need. Now, we've been doing a series of how the insurance companies try to attack, beat, and defeat your claim. And so just a brief recap on that is, you know, they first try to attack liability, and what does that mean? They try to attack that who was at fault for the accident. Even when you were rear-ended, they try to find ways to beat you and to blame you. We've covered this in previous shows. You can listen to any of our shows and our podcasts on our website, championsofthepeople.com. Okay, Brad, let's talk about another way they try to, in addition to trying to attack liability, meaning they try to blame you, the injured victim, they also try to attack damages. And let's just give a brief recap of how they do that in general.
Well, let's remember the two parts of a case are obviously the liability and the damages. And when we get to the damages part, in general, they're going to look at every aspect of a claim that you make where you claim you're missing money. There's two basic elements of damages, the economic losses and the non-economic losses. They're going to look at the economic losses to begin with because that's what triggers most of their numbers. They will look at economic losses, and they'll if they can keep those down, then if you use any kind of ratio of economic losses to non-economic losses, they know they're starting with a low number. Let's remember, one of the places really they'll start with trying to knock your damages down, believe it or not, is on the property damage. If they can claim the vehicle only had $500 of damages and just ignore some of the damages to the vehicle or say those were there already or not look at some of the damages, the hidden damages that might be the vehicle, they feel they've got a head start saying, look, your car only had $500 of damages. You can't be hurt that much. And these other medical damages don't even make sense because nobody gets hurt in a $500 fender bender.
Right, and they do this, but that's against the medical literature. You certainly can get hit in a $500 property damage. You can get hit and hurt in a $150 property damage situation. But they try to use that, and that's how they get to try to get the first advantage over you. And as we've discussed with you many times before, they try to get an advantage over you before the accident even happens. And we can't cover that again today, but you can listen to our podcast at championsofthepeople.com. That's our website, championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. You can also call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or in the mountains, you can call us at 970-870-8989. 870-8989. Okay, we're talking about how insurance companies attack your injury claim. You've been injured. What do you do? We've told you what you do in the first phone call to the adjuster. That's on our website as well. Go there and find it out, championsofthepeople.com. Now, Brad, so they try to attack liability, meaning who's at fault for the accident. They try to blame you, the injured victim, for as much of that as they can or all of it. And if they, under the comparative negligence statute, if they can blame you for at least 50% of the accidents, you're going to recover nothing. That's right. You're going to recover nothing. That's how important that is. You just covered how they attack damages. So, and then we were talking last week about how you eventually give them the right proper medical records, and let's just cover how they go after those medical records to beat you.
Well, that's another one they're going to go after. When you say you've given them the right and proper medical records, they're not going to accept that you can only give them medical records for the injury. They're going to want to see medical records for long before the time that the accident happened, so they can try and claim some of your injuries are from some other source, from some other reason. Different doctors keep medical records in different facilities, keep medical records in different ways. So they're going to look for the mistakes that the doctors made, that the facilities made in the medical records, anything that they can use to relate or injuries that didn't happen in the car accident to your current injuries, so they can say you already had it. That therefore there should be a discount, there should be less money paid, or maybe no money paid for this particular condition because of the medical records. For instance, you know, if you hit your head and all of a sudden you have some headaches and you continue to have headaches, they're going to look for any time you might have been to the doctor and complained about headaches in the past. And if they can find any time that you complain about those headaches, and they're going to say they need all these records for that purpose, they're going to use that against you. If the doctor says, you know, if you've been seeing the doctor for quite a while after the accident, and the doctor says, well, you know, you've got a headache, and at one point you put it on your pain scale as being a 7 when it comes on, and next thing you know, you put it as a 2, and as far as the insurance companies are concerned, and the defense lawyers, you can never go back up. That 2 is now your highest level of pain for a headache from that day forward. It can't go back to a 4 or 5 later on. That'll have to be as a result of something else. Maybe you didn't sleep right. Maybe your pillow wasn't right. Maybe you had some additional stress in your life. Maybe you overexerted yourself. There's other reasons, but it certainly can't be our accident, that because once you go from a 7 to a 2, then that pain level is the highest level they're going to accept when they start dealing with it.
Right, and that's just one small way they try to attack your medical records and try to attack you through your medical records. You know, a lot of people say to us, my goodness gracious, I went to the doctor, I was hurt. I told the doctor X, Y, Z, but the doctor didn't write down X and Y, just wrote down Z. Didn't talk about the other things on X and Y or A, B, C. I told him about symptoms A, symptoms B, symptoms C. Sometimes things get lost in dictation when the doctor dictates his or her notes. It gets lost in the dictation. Sometimes they don't remember. Sometimes there's errors made in the translation of the dictation into a medical record because they send it off to be typed and put part of the medical record. Sometimes there's mistakes. But the insurance company wants to seize on those mistakes and use them against you. You need to understand this right now. You need to understand there are ways to fight this. Ways to fight it, but you must know the ways, and so must your attorney know the ways. You know, Brad and I have developed a legal game plan that we've trademark protected, and we got over 30 years of experience each helping injured victims put their lives back together again, and we have packed this legal game plan with all of our years of experience into a situation where the game plan is tailored to you, your accident, your situation, your injuries. I mean, do you need surgery? Do you not need surgery? Different game plan. Were you hit by a drunk driver? Different game plan. So you need a game plan. And why do you need a game plan, Brad? Because you need a game plan because the insurance company is attacking you. You need a strategy, a legal strategy, an honest, truthful strategy to legitimately prove your injuries and beat these attacks that they levy against you.
Well, I guarantee you they've got a game plan. And I guarantee you they've got their strategies that they're going to use. And some of their strategies begin with taking advantage of your innocence. Taking advantage of the fact that you're a rookie, that you don't know how to really handle these cases and you haven't been involved in the cases, and they are going to take advantage of that every step of the way. And a lot of times the beginning step is to get to you before a lawyer, before you get to a lawyer. If they can get to you before you get to a lawyer, they can start getting information from you. They can brainwash you. They can tell you, oh, you don't want a lawyer. A lawyer's just going to charge you money. I can't tell you how many adjusters go, I've never given more money just because there's a lawyer. I never give more money when a lawyer gets involved. And saying, so you're just going to waste a bunch of your money. You're going to use it up by having to give the lawyer and pay the lawyer.
But the insurance company's own statistics show that they pay more money when you have an attorney. They show, and it proves that. And it's well known that you get more money when you have an attorney, because then you're dealing on a level playing field, and we're trying to give the information to do that. You understand. You need to know these attacks. Your attorney needs to know these attacks. You know, tell you what, you can get one of our books. We have several books. You can get them all free. But one of the books is named Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. And if you get a copy of that book, we can. If you go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, you can download a free copy right there. Or if you want a hard copy, we'll be glad to send it to you for free. In that book, it tells you how to select a personal injury attorney to represent you. Wouldn't that be cool to know? Wouldn't that be important to know? Would you want somebody that runs a factory and just runs cases in and out every day and doesn't really, really pay attention to the details and work your case? Get a copy of our book. Bell and Pollock, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We got a break coming up, but after the break, we're going to go over more on these medical records, more on how the insurance companies attack your case, your injuries, your damages, your records, all for what purpose? To pay you little to nothing, next to nothing, or nothing. Bell and Pollock, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are your champions of the people, and we'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show, and welcome to a new year, 2017. You know, you need to make a resolution this year for New Year's is you need to understand your rights. You need to look at your insurance policy. You know, we said this for years on the air. Brad and I don't sell insurance. We're lawyers. We don't do that. But what we know is important for you, we do tell you. You need to get a copy of our book. It's called Cowards of the Street. Hit and Run. That's free. You can get it from our website, championsofthepeople.com. And it deals with hit and run, but it also deals with situations for insurance where drivers don't have enough insurance to pay you, or they don't have any insurance, even if they don't leave the scene. So your insurance coverage should be one of your main mantras for the year of 2017. And that will go a long ways to helping you defeat the insurance company when they levy these attacks against you. Okay, so Brad, back to these medical records. They go through these records and they put them under a microscope and they look for these mistakes and they look for pre-existing conditions. But why do they do all this and how does it work for them?
Once again, they start with a position that the less they can prove, or the most they can drive down. If they can drive down the economic losses, which are your medical expenses, then the total overall resolution of your case is going to be less. So they want to get those driven down. How do they do that? One is to show that your injury or the symptoms you're complaining of really aren't from the accident. You've had them before and they're not from the accident. Number two is you really did recover from the accident. You recovered from what happened in the accident, and the symptoms you're complaining about now occurred because of something new that happened. and they can blame it on a new event, something else that went on, something, an intervening situation or cause to the injury or to the symptoms. So they say it's not our accident anymore that caused it. Why is that important? Because now they can start crossing out all these different medical expenses. They can say the medical expenses ended here. And they say 6 months from the accident, this is where the medical expenses ended. And the additional medical expenses you have that go on aren't ours, because here's some statements in the medical records that support our position. And we all know, as they stand up and tell you, that the doctors are perfect, they can't be wrong, and they all know that you're going to be telling the truth to the doctors, or you said this to the doctors, so you should be held to what is said there, although you haven't, you've never seen this before. You go in and you meet with the doctor. Sometimes you're filling out pain scales, but a lot of times you go in, you explain to the nurse, you explain to the doctor, you explain to somebody what's going on. They're writing it, they're typing it, you never see it, and yet you're held to it. And they're going to hold you to what's in those medical records, and they want to make sure that it's to their benefit. Now, believe me, if the medical records say you're hurt and they say you've got terrible situations and you're in terrible pain and you're having all these problems, now you're a liar. Now the doctor is in your favor and they want to go get their own doctor. They're going to go get their own perfect, wonderful doctor who's going to look at these records and say, this can't possibly be true. I've looked at this person and there's no way this person is hurt this bad. This doctor doesn't know what they're doing, or the doctor is causing it by continuing to treat for phantom pain and phantom injuries, and these medical records don't count. So they know they've got their situation, that if the medical records are good for you, they know how they're going to attack them. If the medical records have trip-ups or slip-ups or problems in them, they know they're going to take those that part and they're going to use it against you.
Right, exactly. And that covered it so well, because you're injured legitimately. Maybe you can't work. Maybe you can only work part-time. Maybe this has really, really affected you. You know, people have neck pain, neck injuries, debilitating low back pain. It affects their range of motion. It affects their functioning. It affects their activities of daily living. These insurance companies don't care. They go on these attacks. They want to lower the amount of money they pay you, or pay you next to nothing, or just beat you entirely. You need your own legal game plan. You need to listen to that. You need your own legal game plan. Bell and Pollock has one. We're the only attorneys that I know of that have published a legal game plan. And it's so important to us, for you, that we trademark protected it. Legal game plan. You need your own strategy, and you need attorneys that know what to do and have the experience to do it. We put our 30-plus years of experience into the legal game plan. You know, and it's not a magical written document. You come in to see us. It's based on our experience. If you've been hit by a drunk driver, that's a different legal game plan on liability. Who caused the accident and why? Maybe they're high on marijuana. Maybe they're high on prescription drugs. That's a different legal game plan. Is this making sense to you? Your injuries, what are they? Maybe you need acupuncture. Maybe you don't need surgery, but you need conservative modalities of treatment. Different legal game plan, different approach to your case. It's all tailored to you, the injured victim, to help you put your life back together again. And Brad was covering excellent points on the medical records. You need to understand they attack these medical records, and therefore they're attacking you. And the other way, Brad, is they try to find these inconsistencies in the record. Maybe something was lost in dictation. They always like to go after your description to the doctor in the intake form of how you describe how the accident happened. And many times it gets changed. You go to 12 different doctors or 4 different doctors, and I'll guarantee you in the narrative of how you describe the accident will come out different in the medical records, and it will be different from doctor number 1 to number 2 to number 6 to number 7. And then they say, well, you gave 7 versions of the story. Your version of how this accident happened isn't even correct.
That is so true. They just look for that. So, you know, with one doctor, you say, well, how fast do you think they're going? Well, I thought they were going 30 miles an hour. Somewhere else, you say 35. And, you know, and with the police officer, maybe you told the police officer you estimated that when they hit you, they're going 30 to 40 miles an hour. So with one, you're saying 30, one, you're saying 35, one, you're saying 40, another one, you're saying 35. They love that, because now they're saying, oh, look here, you're just lying with the doctors. You can't even get your story straight. You said they hit you straight on or at an angle, or you didn't see him before they hit you, but here you said you saw him only a millisecond before they hit you and you had no time to react. They love to find different parts like that. So they use it as an example, saying you're fabricating how the accident happened and when the accident happened, or how fast the cars were going, or what occurred. Now, if you have the same statement, then they look and they say, well, everybody knows that the only time you have the same statement every single time is if you're a liar and you've put together a story and you've been rehearsing your story and you just keep using the same story. So once again, they really look at these records to be able to say in one form or another what you're doing makes you not hurt, makes your injuries not real, makes the doctor's care not appropriate. Blame it on the doctor, blame it on you, blame it on anybody. They're going to blame it every which way they will, they can, except they're never going to blame it on themselves and look and say, this is something that we need to take responsibility for.
Exactly. And they do it every time, every case. That's part, not all, part of their strategy. I mean, let me ask you this, a rhetorical question. Do you think insurance companies have a strategy from the get-go or even before an accident happens? If you don't, you're wrong. Do insurance companies have a strategy to beat you, the injured person? I mean, a lot of people come to us and say, my gosh, I thought that's what insurance was for. I'm injured. I mean, I thought they're going to pay me. Aren't they going to pay for my medical bills? You know, or this story, you know, your medical bills are $12,000 and the insurance company offered you $8,000 for the whole case, for all your injuries, your quality of life, for your future medical care, everything. And they've offered you less than the actual medical bills right now. Medical bills are not the only category of damage. And they offer it to you and take it or leave it. You don't like it, take it or leave it. You know why they do that? Because they like the way the record's set up. They like the way they took advantage of you. They like the way that your records read. They like the way maybe there's mistakes in your medical records. They think they can beat you, so they're not even going to offer you enough money to pay for your medical bills. Forget about the rest of the categories of damages. That's what Brad and I are trying to teach you. If you want to know any of these subjects, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. I say that all the time, but it truly, truly is. All of our podcasts, all of our radio shows are there. All of our there's blogs there. There's information on what you do before an accident happens, what you do to the insurance adjuster on the very first phone call. This is critical information to you. Okay, Brad, let's go back to these medical records a second before the break. You know, they seize on the mistakes. They look at the inconsistencies. They say you overtreated or you're undertreated. If you went too much, you overtreated. What's the matter with you? If you didn't go to the doctor too much, you must not be hurt because you didn't go to the doctor. There are ways to beat this. There are strategies. There's a legal game plan that you need, and Bell and Pollock, we, Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, have devised one.
Right, and when you use that legal game plan, when you use that strategy, the first step to that strategy is to get the records. That's the first step. The lawyer representing you has to get the records. And any lawyer who starts trying to tell you how much your case is worth or what should be happening in your case, when they haven't looked at the records, when they haven't gotten a clear understanding of what your injuries are, what the doctors are saying, then you've got a problem. The lawyer needs to get these records. And that means the lawyer has to have you treat. You have to go in and take care of your injuries. You have to address your injuries. And if you don't, there's got to be a reason. You've got to find out why.
And we have never talked about making up anything or fabricating any injury or symptom. You must treat your legitimate symptoms. You must follow the doctor's orders. You know, in our book entitled Don't Get Hurt in the Same Accident Twice, Once in the Accident and Again on the Insurance Claim, we give you five ways you can absolutely destroy and ruin your injury claim. Five ways. And if you do one of those, you're going to destroy or significantly impair your injury claim. So you're going to get hurt twice. You're going to get hurt once in the accident, and then when you make the insurance claim, you're going to get hurt again. Read our book. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We have offices in Greenwood Village, Denver, Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado, and we have for years. We do workers' compensation cases. We do car accident cases, and we do them very well. We'll be right back.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 7 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. This is an injury show. We are injury attorneys. We tell you what you need to know to beat these insurance companies. We have seen it with our 30-plus years of experience. We have seen everything. We have seen it all. How they do depositions, how they lowball you on a settlement offer, how they try to use your medical records against you, how they attack the accident, how they attack liability, how they attack when you're rear-ended, you must be at fault for some reason. When you're rear-ended, you need to understand these. You need to get a copy of our legal game plan. You need to ask us about the legal game plan. All right, Brad, so let's talk about overall when they start to attack these records and they start to find inconsistencies or a pre-existing condition. They are doing it to beat you, but also, Brad, they are doing it to either state or imply, and they like to imply. They don't like to state it. They like to imply that you're a liar, you're a fabricator, you're making things up, you're a symptom magnifier, and so what you say must not be true.
Right, because they say even if it's not intentional, if you didn't intentionally lie, you've got these motives that are in the back of your mind that cause you to say you're hurt when you're not really hurt. And that usually is, well, you've got a lawsuit going. You're trying to collect. You've got a lawyer. Look over here. You've got a lawyer. You're asking for money. You want money. Here's all the stuff you're doing to try and get money. And even if it's not deliberate, even if you're, oh, you mean well and you're a good person, but subconsciously, you're out for money, and that's what's really causing your pain and injury, not what the accident did.
And they call it secondary gain, and we're going to cover that in a show coming up, secondary gain, meaning basically that your secondary gain, your motive is not that you're hurt. Your motive is to get money. You're greedy. Your lawyers are greedy. Everybody's greedy but the insurance companies. They want to keep all their money, but they're not greedy. That's what they say. That's how they state it. That's how they imply it. That's how they approach it. You need a legal game plan. Call Bell & Pollock for a legal game plan. You get a free initial consultation. You get a free legal game plan. What's better than that? 30 years of experience plus packed right in there to give you the game plan and the strategy, which you should have. You don't need to feel bad about it. The insurance companies have their own strategy. Give us a call, 303-795-5900, or go to our website anytime, anywhere, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people.